I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's Rivalry Week on The Fan.
Is Kenny Wayne going to score? Kenny Wayne is going to score!
The Oregon Ducks head north to take on the Washington Huskies.
It's a little bit BS. You know, I hate the Huskies. I've never liked them.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of Dirt and Spray. Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup on The Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, and the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back in. Let's do this final hour. Dirt and Spray, Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. Or is it a Thursday?
Millsack!
It's coming up a few minutes from now. It's a loaded sack today. Keep your questions coming in, 503-864-6326. That is where you can send them. The poll question is up about Rivalry Week. Is Oregon State and Washington State a rivalry game right now? Early returns, 73.5% of you voting no. It is okay. Not a rivalry.
Thank you
game.
For the honesty. That's the right answer. Somebody says it's comparable to two friends playing together in campaign mode, where we just compete at getting a higher score, but ultimately work toward the same goal to complete a mission.
That's pretty good. I like that. That's well done. So we got a lot, lots to get to this hour, mainly the mail sack. That's coming up in a few moments. Short, truncated week for us, and so it is time now to play a little game that we like to call... Hold on. Should I have this ready to go?
Yeah, you should have had that ready.
That's on me.
Peekaboo!
There we go. On the NFL slate this weekend.
Yeah.
Now, our Thanksgiving Day slate.
I'm excited for this one.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
It's been a while since I remember all three games were worth a look.
Okay, so let's rate our pitching of a tent, 1 out of 10.
Yes.
Your early game is Packers-Lions, 10 a.m. on Fox.
I will be
standing
ready to go
all the way up.
Turkey leg.
All the way up. We got a 10 out of 10, stand.
We're gobbling.
Yes. Tent is up.
10 a.m.
Yes.
Okay, wings are in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
1:30 CBS. Jim. Chiefs on the road at Cowboys.
The tent is staying up.
10 out of 10? Are we slightly deflated?
No,
are we an 8 out of 10? Still 10 out of 10.
Look, maybe 8.5.
It's the one time.
Cowboys are an entertaining team to watch.
Yes, they are.
They're not a contender, but they're fun to watch.
I would hammer the over in this game. Short week. I just think offense is going to thrive in this one. I'll say this. I have some years, certainly on the show, where I've been like, why are they on? Tradition sucks.
Cowboys and Lions every year.
You know what? I hate that team, but I get to see the star on Thanksgiving. Hopefully, I get to see him lose.
Let me take you higher.
Give me some Mahomes.
I wish they would have brought them back, but I think it's Post Malone.
Is he going country?
You know it's in Dallas.
It's in Dallas.
You know he's going country. Pour me a drink, baby.
It's Mahomes' return game.
Yeah. Is he from Dallas?
Texas Tech kid.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's Lubbock.
I mean, it's Texas.
Is Lubbock close to Dallas?
No. They're on opposite sides of the state.
Yeah, but it's Texas.
Texas.
Are people in Lubbock not Cowboys?
Is he from Texas, though? I don't remember where he was born.
Know.
He might have bounced. Maybe his dad was still playing and he bounced around.
Well, I know he lived in Minnesota at one point.
That, yes. Yeah. Touché.
I would say this. people in Houston aren't Houston Texan fans. What's everybody root for in Dallas, in Texas? Lubbock, Dallas, Austin, kind of doesn't
red
matter.
Red jacket,
team.
Green jacket.
Exactly.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. And then your nightcap will be 520 on NBC. Now, let me ask if this deflates it at all. We, by the way, we got a Collinsworth slide on Sunday. We didn't talk about it. He had not done the slide in a long time, but it was some broadcasting.
It was his 500th game in the booth.
So he did the slide again with Tirico. He's not done it since Michaels left.
I have a question on this.
Okay. We do not get a Collinsworth game because he's like, screw you. I'm not doing three of these in a week. It's Thanksgiving.
But
I'm
Mike,
not working. I need my pie. And so instead of Chris Collinsworth, who's maybe for some him? It's good, you get this guy.
Oh, we get Jason Garrett.
The clap is back. Jason Garrett will be doing the game on NBC. And your game is Bengals versus
we
Ravens.
Lost Sprague.
AFC North Showdown.
Ready for that.
The clap is
Nobody's
back.
Nobody's ever ready for the clap.
Nobody wants to catch the clap, dude. You stay away from that with like a plague if you can. Bengals in Baltimore, potentially Burrow versus Lamar Jackson, although I don't know if we've heard officially on Burrow. He was close.
No, they say they expect him to play, but not that he is playing.
Is that a 10 out of 10? And does the clap take away from the 10 out of 10 pitch 10?
I went two rounds and I'm getting the clap.
And it's not, we're not standing anymore.
No.
Need a shot of penicillin over there?
You're kind of waiting to see. If Burrow's in... That might keep me awake from going into the food coma, but if he's not, and the Bengals defense is the Bengals defense, I could see me falling into the food coma if
what's
Lamar's
the sound?
One of guess, those... Have you seen the line on that game? Have you guys seen
it's
it?
Seven.
Yeah.
What's the sound one of those Thanksgiving balloons deflating would make during the parade? That's going to be me catching the clap.
That's one of the underrated It's one of the underrated parts of the Christmas vacation. Next time you watch, there's a scene where the grandparents are watching the Thanksgiving or one of the parades or whatever on TV.
Maisie with
the and then you can hear the guy in the background calling it, and one of the animals gets loose or the stuff, you know, the blow-ups is like deflating, and it's there's his nuts. His nuts are on. It's like a squirrel. I can't remember. But next time you're watching it, keep an eye out on that.
Also, so, they're not watching it. They're sleeping.
They are sleeping. Yeah. Touche. Eight and a half out of 10. Is what we're going with for Ravens and Bengals?
What? I just told you.
You're
it's
still
literally going to collapse. I've already been standing salute twice.
I can't do it all day.
I don't care.
Starting at a 7 and can quickly go to a 2.
I mean, where would you be at? Where would you be at for the third time of a day?
Yeah, not great.
Yeah.
The only question I have on the game, if it ends up being Flacco versus Lamar, I'm out. I mean, no. It'll be on
if
my TV,
Burrow
but I don't care.
And Lamar, and all of a sudden it's, you know, a shootout.
That's what I'm saying. Then it's a good game.
That'll keep me out of the food coma. But...
And technically, look, it's not likely, but the Bengals are not mathematically eliminated yet.
Nobody is in that division.
Nobody. I mean, they win that game. The Ravens are 6-6. They're 4-8. I mean, you're only two games back, and I think they...
Do you think the Bengals are still alive in your guys' minds?
Not in my mind. I'm just saying mathematically they are.
Oh, yeah.
But I would not pick them to do it.
That was great. I lost my headphones over that.
Who won the first? Is this the first? Yeah, they haven't played yet. So they get the Ravens again in 2 weeks.
The
so
Ravens get the Steelers and the Bengals 4 times in their last 6 games.
How about this 3-week stretch for the Bengals? They're in Baltimore on Thanksgiving. Then they go to Buffalo. And then they come home and play Baltimore again.
Yeah.
You win both those games, though. That's my point mathematically. Like, if they win Thursday and then they win again in 2 weeks, you're in the mix to win the AFC North, which would be wild. I'm not picking it to happen, but yeah, that one's probably a, you know, we've lost all steam and momentum by the end of the day, and we can't handle 3 rounds like we used to.
I ask you guys this. We had one of our listeners, Tyler, suggest something in terms of Sprague and Lyon since it's a weird week. Let's see if I could find this, man.
Oh, was it the everybody put in their leg of the parlay?
He said you should double up on Sprague and Lyon on the Thursday picks. We should come up with a 3-play parlay for the weekend. Each of us pick a part of the leg, and then we also do our picks.
Mm. My favorite bet of Thanksgiving, I have not decided if I'm going to Sprague and Lyon on it yet.
Mine's over Chiefs-Cowboys.
Mine is Lions 2.5.
Okay.
Lost the game head-to-head. They were clunky last week. I think you get a better Lions game
this
week.
Mine is Ravens laying the wood.
You trust like them to lay the wood? Huh?
That was an uncomfortable wood last week against the Jets. They laid it, but it was an uncomfortable wood.
Yeah, it was.
Had some ridges in there.
Give me till mid-afternoon to text in the group chat if I'm on with your Ravens minus the 7, but that could be a solid little parlay.
It could be fun. We could all put $5 on that.
If we get confirmation that Burrow's going to play.
Is the over the play there?
Then the over. Because
the Bengals can't
stop
anybody,
essentially. But Flacco, if it's Flacco, I'm predicting two or three interceptions.
Well,
and
let's also not act like the Jets didn't have opportunities last week.
No, yeah, they fumbled inside the 10-yard line. Like, they were in that game the entire time. Yeah. And Baltimore's offense looked really clunky. So to that point, maybe the over is in the play, but yeah. Well, I just wanted to take a little quick peekaboo at the Thursday slate. We'll have some more on the NFL tomorrow on the show.
The Thanksgiving slate, much better than I think the Christmas Day slate.
Without a doubt.
And we get a Black Friday game.
Yes, and the Black Friday game's great. It's Bears and Eagles. Like, I think the Eagles should win that game, but also let's not act like they haven't been stupid. Can the Bears go pull off a win like that? I think
it's in
Philly.
Can the Bears keep getting turnovers? In Philly, the Bears defense getting turnovers.
What's that line? Guess the line.
5.5.
Where's the game?
Philly.
6.5.
Seven. Oh.
I mean, you should lay the Eagles. You said the Bears suck.
They do suck.
They do.
It's going to be a weird week if the Bears win that game for you. Can I just say this after last night, too, on Monday Night Football?
Sure, those two teams suck.
I'm really glad that the Panthers lost that game because I desperately do not want them in the playoffs. They're just like, there's nothing there with that franchise, that organization. The team's not very good. The quarterback's not very good. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that's compelling to me about them being in the playoffs. The Bears, I don't think, are good, but at least with Caleb and Ben Johnson, like, you give me maybe them going on the road to Detroit in a wild card game. They're hosting because they're division winners, mm-hmm. right? I don't think they're going to win, but at least there's intrigue on how it would look. I want nothing to do with watching the Panthers in the postseason.
Chicago is Philadelphia light at home.
Yes.
When they're losing or not playing well, you can feel the anger and the uncomfortable nature of that fan base.
Yes, you can. So there you go. A little peekaboo. A little peekaboo for your turkey day.
Peekaboo.
No Creed, but we get three pretty damn good games. At least the first two should be a lot of fun, and then we'll see if Joe Flacco or Joe Burrow give us a nice game at the end there in Baltimore. Let's get ready for the mail sack. Your questions are welcome. 503-864-6326.
Mail sack.
Mail sack. That's where you can send them in, and we'll answer them coming up next on The Fam.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Mail sack.
Mail sack.
Happy Tuesday, Mail Sack Day, everybody. One listener adamant yesterday when we talked about our shortened week and jamming everything into three shows. Mail sack better not go anywhere. The mail sack will never go anywhere.
Magic Hat and the mail sack will always be on the shortened week of shows.
They're here. They're here to stay, yeah. And you got nothing to fear there. Here we go. Mail sack time. Can any of you say the Pledge of Allegiance without looking it up?
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Boom.
We had to do that every day until about fourth or fifth grade.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And then middle school went away.
Yeah,
junior high, we didn't do it.
It'll be back soon.
I'm going to say that when I watch the alternate halftime show. I'm going to stand up with Lee Greenwood.
Better take your hat off.
Mail sack. How much money would it take for you to eat a piece of gum off the bottom of the table at a restaurant?
Oh, my God. Do I have to swallow the gum or just chew it a little bit?
I think if it's eat, you're saying you got to swallow it. Got to swallow it. $5,000? I give you $5,000 cash?
Oh, no.
You're not doing it for $5,000?
No.
I would do it for $5,000. It's a piece of gum. Germs don't freak me out.
I'm kind of ashamed of my number.
That's beyond germs.
Is it lower than mine?
No, but it's not much higher.
I mean, that's just...
Yeah. You know me, I'm a germaphobe, too.
You are.
Disgusting.
$5,000? Swigards couldn't use $5,000 right
five
now?
$5,000.
To eat one piece of gum? What's that going to do to you?
You get to fly first class.
You're going to die? That's a first class. You're laying down on your flight now all of a sudden.
Sleeping.
You're
you
not
got a house.
Sitting in row 17, seat C.
Dude, you're sleeping in the captain's quarters on that ship in Italy.
Yeah, whatever. I'd do it for $5,000.
Probably 10 G's.
10 G's?
I hate to admit that.
All right. How high do we got to go for you, Swigard?
You got
to
go a while.
$25,000?
I'll consider it.
$20,000, you're not considering it. $25,000, though, you will.
You're such a liar.
You're such a liar.
Somebody had 20 G's right in front of
you. Here's a briefcase. I'm opening it. $20,000. You just got to eat this piece of gum.
You'd let me spit in your mouth for $20,000. $20,000? Untaxed?
This is why we love the mail sack.
Mail!
Come on,
yeah, cash. Off under the table. No taxes paid. All take home.
Brother man, come
get
on.
Out of here. Mail sack, last week you guys talked about Danny's weird fandom. What's the craziest you guys have seen? How does mine compare? This is from Nate in Provo. He said he's a Blazer fan.
Okay.
A BYU fan. Okay, Provo. Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Dolphins fan.
Where'd that come
from? That came out of nowhere. Cubs fan.
Boy, this is...
A lot of WGN.
Montreal Canadiens fan.
I can't even begin...
And boo all things Seattle.
Wait, why? Was there a rivalry in there that I'm not knowing about?
Blazers and Sonics, if you're old enough to remember it. I don't know how old Nate in Provo is, but that was one back in the day. Outside of that, no.
Didn't a Nakua go from Washington to BYU?
Opposite. I think he went...
Yeah.
He went to UW to BYU.
No.
Yes, you were correct.
Yeah, so maybe we got the crossover there.
I don't know.
That's pretty random.
We have a lot
That's
of random
eclectic.
Ones.
Grouping.
I mean, you get it in Portland, right? In this area, you're just going to get weird fandoms that happen because we only have one of the core four.
Yeah.
So when you only have
you're
one of the core
either
four.
Either a Duck or Beaver and a Blazer fan. And
yes.
Then after that, it's yes. up to
You're either
whatever.
A front runner as a kid or you have a parent who grew up a diehard fan of a team. And that's
and
what
trapped.
You root for. It's one of the two. Those are your options.
Or root for their rival.
I'll never forget, I had a buddy in middle school, and I don't know where his fandom allegiance is at now, but I used to give him so much crap because his dad was from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in our childhood, his dad was a Bulls fan, moved out here. And I used to give him so much crap of, like, you're from here. We have an NBA team. It's one thing to be a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
We don't have a baseball
but
team.
It's Michael.
We have a team.
But
you
it's
could
Michael.
Go to, I know.
It's
I know.
Winning. It's Michael.
I don't think the Bulls fandom still exists. I haven't heard him talk about the Bulls in 25 years. It's been a long time.
Not been a lot of talk about
there,
Andrew.
Talk about there. You regret that decision? You regret that one?
That's up there. Lynch had a random couple. What I find odd is the claiming or being from a city, but
and not claiming
not
all teams,
taking all the teams,
yeah,
like
that's a little weird.
You want to root for USC because you're from LA, but you're not taking the Lakers,
right?
You're not taking the Dodgers,
right?
You're not taking a Ram Raider, none of that.
Well, to be fair to him, he is a Raider fan, but I don't know what year did they move
touche,
out of LA.
You're right.
That was in our childhood. He would have been. They were in
88, 92.
So historically, they were in L.A. So maybe that was it. But it is.
Yeah, but he's barely older than me. They weren't in L.A. when he was like of real. Know what's going on?
I thought it was 84. They went to L.A. and I don't know when they went back to Oakland.
I thought it was 88 or 92. For some reason, I have that in my head. And if I'm wrong, then text police. But like, Lynch had this. He's from Jersey.
Yes.
Devils fan.
Diehard Yankees fan.
Yankee fan.
And Devils is allowable because New Jersey and New York are essentially the same thing. Yeah.
Broncos?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then Denver Broncos. And my guess is he's late 90s kid. You're watching who was, you know.
In the 97, 98
maybe your first Super Bowl memories is Elway winning a Super Bowl. And the Giants at that time hadn't done anything in a while because he's probably too young to remember them beating the Bills in the Super Bowl. So you watch that on TV. Like
Phil Sims and
yeah, what year? That would have been 91? What year was the Giants and Bills? Somewhere around there, 91, 92, somewhere in that range?
Mine's pretty easy. Bandwagon kid who loves the color red, and the Niners were great, and the Braves were on all the time.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. I'm a Niner and Giants fan because my dad's from San Francisco.
That is probably up there, though. That listener specifically, that's one of the more bizarre groups of fandoms I've ever heard.
Very eclectic pairing. I will make this a mail sack question, this listener says. You go ahead and do it, buddy. This will be an unpopular text. Why would the Bucks thank Damian Lillard? Did Dame propel their franchise in the 2 years on the Bucks? I mean, are folks now handing out participation? Thank you.
I didn't see the start of the game. Did he get a video tribute or something?
I'm assuming based on that text, he did.
Okay, I got a follow-up.
We have thanked so many random people.
That's a great point. Two, why did we do it twice for Drew Eubanks?
Because he's the Shaq of Troutdale. That's why.
Because he went to Reynolds. Why did we do it twice?
We do a lot of those where I'm just like, why are we doing this? Why are we thinking? That's just an organizational thing. I get the point. It is a good point.
Nasir Little walks in. We're giving a standing ovation.
We'll probably do something. Welcome back, Blazer great Nasir Little. Is he still in the NBA?
Starting for the Spurs, Zach Collins.
God, I saw him. Who is he play for? He was in the post game of a game recently talking to Dame. Who does he play for?
Yeah, he was.
He was in street clothes. Of course he wasn't playing.
Guess, oh, we brought up this team.
Phoenix?
No.
God, it was just,
we
it was a
game. We just talked
about
this team in this segment.
Just happened.
We just talked about this
the Bucks?
Team.
The Bucks? No.
No. Nope.
Spurs? No.
Who did we just talked about this team.
Who did we talk about? The Sonics? No. The Thunder? Yes. No. Who else did we talk about?
Who was your buddy not talked about in a long time?
Oh, the Bulls. It was the Bulls. That's right. It was after the Vucevic game winner. He was on the Bulls.
Dude, when anytime you can have McHale, LaMarcus hybrid, and he averages 6'4". Six and four.
That's
you got to jump all over that.
Is Nasir Little still in the NBA?
By the way, why is he allowed to wear number 12? Kirk Heinrich, like semi-retired.
Are we retiring Kirk Heinrich's number in Chicago now?
I mean, if we
that's how bad
their
last 30 years have been.
Twice.
That's true. That is true. Mail sack question. Let's do two more quick ones, and then we'll go to another mail sack segment. What is the Thanksgiving food that you will definitely pass on?
Scalloped potatoes.
Sweet potato, yam, whatever concoction.
God,
that is.
I love sweet potatoes, and I love scalloped potatoes.
I got too much of a sweet tooth.
Oh, no. Scalloped potatoes, I love.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know what the full menu is at either place I'm going. So
green bean
hard
casserole,
to say.
Close second. Get that out of my
I love all
life.
Of those.
Oh, you like mushrooms and green beans?
I usually pick around the mushrooms, but I like the goopy green beans. I'm a goopy green bean guy. Is there any sort of like Jello there? I'm out on Jello.
I'm never touching a Jello
or like a
mold.
Fruit salad. I don't know if there's a fruit salad there, but I'm out on that.
You don't like Jello?
Yeah, I'm out on Jello.
What do you guys
not
do
a
your
Jello
own?
Like plain Jello?
Pudding.
Okay,
give me
fine,
the
but
pop.
Like the Jello mold with crap in it. No.
Dude, I love a good Jello mold.
There's going to be something in there that's distasteful.
So I used to have Jello molds brought once in a while to some of these family events. And you could take a guess at how my family reacted when they'd catch me poking the mold to try to get the whole thing to. I try to pick off those little pieces of fruit inside the Jello.
I get what you're doing.
Oh, dude, I love Jello, man. I'm a Jello boy.
Drip, drip, drip.
Yeah.
One more quick one. Mail sack, favorite underrated Christmas movie? I'll give two. Bill Murray, Scrooged, and Dennis Leary, the ref. Is Scrooge an underrated movie?
Yes, Scrooge is an underrated movie.
You think that's an underrated
it's
movie?
It's pretty funny, and I think there's really good rated. Actors in it.
People that like
how
to watch
do
Christmas say it's properly rated.
Saying underrated is a very, like, what is a...
Dennis Leary, ref, never seen it.
I've never seen that, so I'll grant you that.
I don't even know if I've heard of it. That might be a hot take.
I do like Dennis Leary.
I do, too. He's in a new one with Michelle Pfeiffer. It's coming to Prime. He's like a dad who makes the wife do everything for the kids, and then she's wiped out because she's not getting respected. So she just leaves her family for Christmas.
Right.
Which she ultimately, she's going to learn while she's gone and having the time of her life. Christmas is really all about family. So they're going to yearn to respect their mother while the mother learns to appreciate the family.
I see.
It's an absolute Hallmark movie coming to Prime Video, like, but I'm still going to watch it because Michelle Pfeiffer's in my top five as Catwoman of me feel things.
Showing.
Have you seen they're doing the Hallmark NFL thing again? It's the Bills this year.
No. I did see that.
They're doing a collab. So it's an NFL-themed Hallmark movie to make the men who have to suffer through.
Is Sal Capaccio in it?
He should be if he's not. Because
our friends in KC were.
They were in the movie,
they
I know.
They had little cameos.
So is
like
Mrs.
four Christmases?
Josh Allen going to be starring in that?
Haley Steinfeld, is that what her name is? I think she's a little bit bigger than Hallmark movies. I don't know the answer to that. I just know it's a Bills
theme.
Well,
but if the NFL's putting money behind it.
That's true.
And Josh is in there.
He got his number retired at Wyoming this weekend.
I saw that.
That was a cool moment.
Plus, does she want Josh with some other actress there?
See, I don't think Josh Allen's actually in the movie, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he is because they film these things in the summer.
Four
I just
Christmases.
Is that an underrated movie?
Well, but like I would not say it is because if you watch Christmas movies, you watch Four Christmases.
Is Christmas with the Cranks an underrated Christmas movie? Because I like Christmas with the Cranks.
I'll always watch it. It is kind of cheesy.
Very cheesy.
It's like leans a little more too cheesy.
And Fred Claus an underrated Christmas movie.
It's a little problematic.
Sure.
What was...
Overlook it.
What was Kevin Spacey making Overlook those elves it. Do behind the scenes?
Overlook it. Because I like that movie. Outside of that, I got nothing for you in terms of underrated. The rest of the ones I like are all the staples.
Well, like a Mickey's Christmas Carol, I find very delightful.
Mickey's Christmas Carol.
My kids love it. Yeah. Anytime they watch that 30-minute movie, I'll watch it. Yeah.
We've been singing a lot of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We found a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer stuffed animal. He's really into that right now.
Teddy watching any of the acclamations?
I tried to put the Rudolph one on, and he just, you know.
It gets a little slow.
He's not too interested in it.
Yeah.
Technology's
Try
not
Frosty.
Enough. I'll give Frosty a shot.
That's at least a cartoon.
Yeah, Frosty the Snowman. There you go. One more segment of Mail Sack. That is coming up next. This one got texted in. Bengals, Blazers, Astros, Blackhawks, Ohio State. That's all over the map.
Damn.
And a little bit of Ohio in there.
Yeah.
A little bit of Illinois in there. And Astros, where did that come from? And what? Huh?
Must be a Doug Funny banging on a street can.
Very well could be. Also, somebody saying this, and we need to, if this is true, I need to get my ass down there. The Vegas tournament that's going on. Somebody said, I'm listening to hour one of the show right now, so you're going to hear this in a couple hours. So thank you for the text. I have family that lives in Vegas. Tickets are free to get into the tournament.
What the hell?
Floor seats and lower bowl, you got to pay, but you can get into the building for free.
How are they making
money? And you're also able to bring your own beer up to 32 ounces.
How are they making money? There's no way they're making money.
How is that? What? Okay.
It's in Las Vegas. Las Vegas just makes money.
That is true.
You got to get
that's
down
you
there.
You get them there, room. Get them to the casino afterwards, and that's where they make their money.
It's actually not true. Even following Vegas, that's tourism true. Has been
it's
terrible.
Been that's why they have big college basketball games that 87 people go to.
Yeah, those big matchups that we're definitely never going to see again in March.
Mail sack, time machine question. What sporting event are you going back in time to witness in person? Tickets are guaranteed to watch it, and you come right back to right now. I'm going to Lake Placid. In 1980.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. That is really good.
Am I going to be safe and be able to return?
Yes. Every tickets are guaranteed and your return is guaranteed.
To be in the crowd when Jesse Owens.
Ah, that's a good
during
one.
During the Olympics.
That's a good pull.
Would have been the funniest thing to watch and laugh about. Like, you morons. Yeah, go America.
That didn't go the way you thought you were going to go, huh?
That would
Superior
be.
Superior race my ass.
Oops. Yeah, there'd be a little bit of that.
That's a good poll. That'd be fun.
I'd want to see if Wilt really did score 100. Like, I would be in the crowd. Mm. I'd be an old guy with a book. I'd be like, 2, 4.
Counting.
I would be counting to verify.
That's only 39. Wilt, don't be lying after the game.
I'm trying to think of a good...
One that would be up there for me is the shot heard around the world, the Polo Grounds, Giants beat the Dodgers.
Sure.
In the 1952 Pennant playoff game.
That's a good one.
That would be up there for me to see that stadium, the city of New York, and baseball around that time, and the walk-off home run.
The problem with this question is we tend to then name 10, and we never...
It's so hard to nail down one.
Nail
I can't do
down
it.
Just one.
It's very difficult to do.
I'm trying
1939
to...
Tall Furs championship game.
Speaking of games you got to get on, could have got into for free.
Get you one of these. Like, oh, that's what people say. Get you one of these.
Terry Baker, the game that he sealed the Heisman.
Be really funny if USC beat Oregon in basketball and they dropped it. It's not 1939 anymore in their hype video. Tall person walking through that door.
Swag's not playing.
No,
he's
working on technical stuff. Any other ones?
Is there a football one? Like, would you want to be at the first Frozen Lambeau game when Lombardi wins?
I don't know if that would be. No, I don't want to go that far
back. Those people don't look like they're enjoying that
game. If I could go to an NFL game, God, 1994 NFC title game, Cowboys and Niners.
That
would be up there for me.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
The Packers-Broncos Super Bowl would be near the top of my list. Elway helicopter finally winning one. What was that, 97?
Do I get to sit anywhere I want at the
event? I think you get to sit anywhere you want.
I'd be very hard-pressed not to pick the John Candy Niners Super Bowl. My favorite team wins.
Sitting next to John Candy, I get that seat?
And I get to lean in and be with John Candy the whole game or stand next to him, and I get to go, you're going to hear about how he cited you in the huddle of this drive.
This is going to live in infamy long time.
What do you mean?
And I go,
he's using you right now as motivation to focus his teammates.
Everybody take a deep breath, baby. Take a deep breath. Nobody mentioning 1977 Blazers title. Game 6, VMC.
It's a good one. I mean, we're not omitting it on purpose.
Sure.
I'm trying to think of I don't know. I mean, Jesse Owens at the Olympics.
I know. That's a little bit, a little more historical context there.
Yeah.
Millsack, does a straw have one hole or two holes?
It's got two.
Sure about that?
You can suck out the other end. It's got two holes. Whoa. If it has two holes that you can suck out of, then it has two holes.
That's good shit right there.
I think I go one hole, too. Mail sack, my boss wants to bet me Texas beats Texas A&M. When I was looking up the line, it was too early, but he found a hypothetical line that said Texas is a 10.5-point favorite, and the ESPN predictor says 54% Texas wins. What am I missing, and should I take the bet? I don't think that's the line on the game.
I guess it would be one hole, but two ends.
Yeah, I think it's one hole, but two ends. There's only one hole in a straw.
You're right.
But it's got an end on
but
each side.
A double,
but the end leads to the same
it's
hole.
It's the same hole.
It's one hole.
You're right. It is one hole.
Thank you.
I apologize.
The line on Texas A&M is a favorite at Texas. It's 2.5, Texas A&M is your line there. What I would say is Texas has a good defense. Let's not act like Texas A&M wasn't just down by 30 points at home to South Carolina the last time they played a team with the Poles.
How did they win that game?
Look, A&M is a good team this year. They've had a great run under Mike Elko. I also don't view them as that wouldn't surprise me in the least if they went on. It's a game that's in Austin. It's not in College Station. If you're an A&M fan and you want to take the bet, take the bet. Also, it's just kind of funny to root against Texas. So if you want to do it for that reason, do it. But Texas beating Texas Tech would not surprise me in the least this weekend.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Yeah, I said yes as well.
Yes, it is. Yeah. A couple more quick ones here. Hold on, I got to pull my sheet bag up. Mail sack question for Dirt. Oregon loses to Washington on Saturday, but I guarantee them a spot in the national championship game where all bets are off. Do you take the deal or roll the dice? I'll take that deal 10 out of 10. That would suck to lose a game, but you tell me they end up in the national title game and I got a 50-50 chance to win that game? Without a doubt, I'd take that deal.
This is not easy because I think I know your answer, but because Oregon doesn't have a title yet.
Yeah.
How would you feel being
Ohio State?
Yeah, like your program, you had a Ryan Day situation.
It would suck, but also not suck. Because you can laugh about beating us, and that's fine. It's a one-hole situation.
It's got two ends to it.
It's got two ends, but it's one hole. And that one hole is a national championship.
Yeah, you're still sucking.
You know what they have? A sawed-in-half trophy. You know what we would have? An actual national championship trophy. So, yeah, I would take that in a heartbeat. Millsack, we live in a neighborhood where you are not allowed to park on the street overnight.
What?
What?
Dude, there's some bad neighborhood designs.
Yeah, my direct neighbors, who are old, salty, cranky asses, this past 4th of July put up cones and caution tape on the street in front of their house so nobody would park and come near their grass during the 4th of July block party. Total a-holes.
Jeez.
My family and I and a few others are hosting Thursday, and last night I saw the cones positioned in front of the garage. I have already told them off in the past. I am free to just wake up early and toss the cones in the trash, or is there a more snarky retaliation I am not thinking of?
You got to play the petty game here, I think.
If you don't like them, do whatever the hell you want to do and throw those cones in the trash. Have your whoever's
coming to
park. You don't
care about being caught on a ring cam doing this.
No, not at all. That's not. Can you do that legally? Can you put cones in the street and say you just can't park here?
I don't think they legally can.
So there's no recourse to it other than they're just not going to like you, but it sounds like they already don't like you.
Yeah, why don't you just talk? Don't throw the cone away. Just keep throwing it when they're inside or not around.
Yeah, maybe when they're trying not paying attention. A ring throw camera on the will roof. Pick it up, though. Ooh, there you go. Now let's get weird.
Put a cone up there.
Mail sack dirt, have you freed the cursed jersey from its demons yet? You better not wear it on Saturday. I mean, you answer me. I wore it for the Penn State game. Does that count?
As somebody who bought the jersey, it's free. You've exercised the demon.
It was a big win, but now it's not a big win anymore, according to some. People keep telling me that game doesn't matter, and Penn State sucks, even though they smoked Nebraska.
Penn State's a wagon now.
They are. Is that a good win again?
It's a good win again.
Good win again?
It's a good win again.
So if you think Penn State's a good win, then I've exercised the demons. But if you don't think Penn State's a good win, then maybe I haven't exercised the demons.
Swag, we asked one sporting event. You go to a time machine, what would the event be? I said Jesse Owens, the Olympics.
I heard, I think, the Miracle on Ice, it would be hard to top that. Yeah. If I could be there in that arena, that environment, because it's...
Hopefully next to a Russian.
In Lake Placid.
Because the arena was only like 5,000 or 6,000. It was not a large, big, cavernous place.
Mighty Ducks, huh?
Quack. Two more quick ones. Melsack, if you have to fart at Thanksgiving just as you sit down, everyone will know something is up with any of your choices. Do you, one, clench and hold and let tiny ones slide, but they will be heard.
It hurts to hold.
Two, excuse yourself to the bathroom where everyone can hear it all in your glory, along with your glory. Or three, let your flag fly and go for it right there, followed by amazing stuffing.
Is this your whole family or your...
I think in this
family.
Scenario, we're doing a big family gathering. Because tight-knit doesn't count. You're going to let it fly.
I'm going to dismiss myself to the garage and pretend I was going for a soda and go, I don't know why I went out there. Oh, instincts. Weird.
I thought there was a beer out there for me.
Nope.
I'll go to the restroom.
Knowing they're going to hear it.
You go to the restroom.
Well, it's still, there's usually a fan in the restroom, so we'll get the fan always gets flipped on.
I might
stay in there for a little while.
Just to portray the fan noise?
As if you're taking a dump?
Yeah.
This is easy. You go to the bathroom, and usually it's pushed out as you start peeing. That's usually when the fart comes. And you give a flush while you pee. Farts, the muffled sound with the flush.
Yeah, but then the flush stops. You're still peeing. Then, now you're a weirdo.
And then you flush again, and you just say, oh, I accidentally pressed that. I don't know why I did that habit.
You don't accidentally flush
the toilet.
When
you come back to the table, nobody's going to be like, why'd you flush the toilet twice?
I would.
You would not say that.
I would.
If your aunt does that, your wife's aunt flushes the toilet twice, you'd say, hey, aunt, why'd you flush the toilet twice?
Like, you flushed the toilet, I still heard you pee. Why?
Well, you wouldn't hear them pee because they sit down. Maybe I'm sitting down peeing in this scenario, so you wouldn't hear me pee. How
you
about that?
You would sit down when you pee.
No, I have a breathing apparatus, and I'm hunting you
on
ground.
Your stomach.
Am I a good or bad father, last one, for letting my 12-year-old son fake a cold so him and I don't have to go to Pendleton for Thanksgiving weekend?
Well played.
Father of the year.
Great job.
This is what you are. I'm assuming you get out of a family gathering. That's father of the year.
There you go.
Well done.
Depending on how you feel, too, going to Pendleton, that can be some dicey conversation.
Yes. Also, it could be a dicey drive.
Are you driving from hell?
Yeah. Where are we going?
Or a war-torn city?
Is your city on fire? Let's wrap it up on a Tuesday next on The Fam.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, last one for us here today. Tomorrow's the last show of the week. Turn and burn. Turkey Day, gobble gobble. Ooh, what happened?
It has been confirmed through various reports.
Okay.
Rush Hour 4 is going to be made.
They made a third? Kata! When did the third one come out? What? Is that a big deal? Did I miss that? Was that recently?
You didn't watch the trilogy?
I did not see the trilogy that is Rush Hour. I remember Rush Hour 1, massive movie. I remember Rush Hour 2.
Yeah.
Keep Your Hands Up My Stereo. I remember the first two. I do not remember Rush Hour 3.
You don't remember Rush Hour 3?
I do not.
What's wrong with you?
You know me, man. Not a big movie guy.
I don't.
Came out in 2007?
Yeah, dude. Jackie
what?
Chan?
Nah.
Didn't, Chris them. Tucker?
Yeah, I mean, I know. I know who's in the movie. Got a 17% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Kata!
There is zero chance this movie's good.
What?
Zero chance.
Get out of here.
Zero.
Such a hater.
Zero. How about this? You know who I'm not hating on? My pick to go to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. Can we take a brief moment and say, how about those Detroit Pistons?
13 Man. In a row.
They have already topped their entire win total from the 23-24 season.
It's nice they to
won,
have a
2 years ago, 15. They won 14 games. They have won 15 games this year. Matching a franchise record
I believe
for consecutive
it matched their
wins.
90s title team?
Yes.
90 and 04, yeah. Both the title team.
Yeah. Won 13 consecutive games. That's how you dig out of a hole, huh?
That's how you do it.
Getting a Cade Cunningham helps. Is that what you're telling me?
A Cade Cunningham is great. Playing in the East, maybe even better.
Yeah. It's not wrong. Yeah. Well, there you go. Good little show. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter, at 13 Sprague on Twitter. Tomorrow is the last show of the weekend.
It is.
Or of the week. We have a lot to be thankful for. It'll be our final show before the holiday. So all of our Sprague and Line picks and Magic Hat and all that stuff, Dirty Pole, it's all going to get jammed into tomorrow's show. Going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to Ole Miss at 7:30. So it will be a fun final show of the week for us. Thanks so much for being a part of our Tuesday, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm. If Harris and Meringue is next, you're listening to 105.1 FM The Fam.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.